Blog Talk Radio.
To Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. I'm Pastor Sabrina Sessions, and Assistant Pastor Bill Pringle is here with me and all of you, and God bless you one and all. Regardless of how you found us, we are so grateful that you are here today to worship with us, to share in and fellowship in the Word of God and His very presence in our midst. Amen. We want to thank the Lord for coming in our midst, because His Word declares, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of you. Amen. So we know that the Lord is in our midst, and His praising angels and warring angels are here as well. Praise God. You know, the Lord has been so good to us in this ministry. We are a worldwide ministry. And yesterday, the assistant pastor and I were counting all the different nations that are a part of this ministry. We have Austria and Switzerland and Germany and Ghana and Nigeria and nations all over the world. We're not scattered people, because the Holy Spirit has bound us together in the love of God. Amen. We are a church family. And we thank the Lord for His goodness to us. We have people in Canada. We have people in South America. Amen. We have people all over the world, in England, all over the world. People are joining with us in the Spirit. And so you look around and say, well, I see. No, it's more than what you see. Amen. It's a lot more than what you see with the naked eye. Amen. And guess what? The Lord has added two more. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's added two more. On Friday and Saturday, the Lord said, and yet two more. For unto us sons were born. Amen. Unto us sons were born. And we thank the Lord for His mercy, for His greatness, for His goodness, for His power. Amen. We've been through a long season of warfare, and the Lord has brought us out with bounty. Amen. Not with things, but with that's not perishable. Amen. We prayed for this. We believed for this. Mothers labored for this, and God blessed us. Amen. So we want to thank you, Father, and we want it known all over the world that you are blessing us with what matters to you most. Because Jesus did not come to die for cars or houses or buildings or silver and gold. He gave His life not for angels or demons, but for human beings, that God values most. And what God values most, He has blessed us with abundantly. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Those of you who are not regular with us, we want you to know that we celebrate Holy Communion on every Sunday service. Amen? So now would be a good time for you to collect your elements of the bread and the blood. Amen? Praise the Lord God Almighty. We're going to go before the Lord our God in prayer, and we're going to worship Him. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, how do we describe your goodness to the children of men? No tearing, no stretching, no stitches. How do we describe how good you really are? How do we describe, Lord, the bounty and the blessing that you've given unto us? How can we thank you for it? How can we thank you for the blood of Jesus and the life of God poured out for us? We have but mere words, Lord, but in our hearts you see our true gratitude to you. We thank you for all the love that you have poured out, Lord. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your very presence. We thank you for every victory that you've given, because victory truly belongs to Jesus. We praise you for saved lives. Yes, it was an accident, Lord, but the life is saved. The life is spared to go on another day. It could have been a disease, but no, it wasn't, Lord. No, that was just false evidence appearing real. It could have been far worse than they said it was, but no, you said no. And health and life and strength are what we have. We want to thank you, Lord. Our minds could have been where they used to be, scattered, everywhere. But no, now we have a sound mind. We can think. We can praise you. We can worship. We can read the word of God. Oh, your word to us, God, how good it is. We taste and see that the Lord, he is good. We thank you, Lord, that your word speaks to us in the midnight hour. It speaks to us when we rise and when we set. We thank you for prayer, the power of prayer, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor. For who is man that you should be mindful of him? Yet you listen to our prayers. You listen to our prayers. You answer our prayers. You give scholarships and blessings and better grades. We want to thank you today for your goodness. Amen? We want to thank you. You give us better jobs. We don't have to work like those that do not know you. You give us a better place to stand. You give us direction. We don't know what to do, where to take our career, but, Lord, you point it out. We want to thank you for that today. Amen. We want to thank you for the blessings that came that we didn't know there was a problem, but you stopped it before it got to us. We want to thank you for the things seen and for the things unseen. We want to thank you, Lord, that promotion doesn't come from the east nor the west. No, it comes from you. And you promote us even in the eyes of men. You spread a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil and our cups run over. You give us favor where there was no favor before. You give us a place when we were wandering to settle down. We want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness to the children of men. We want to thank you that they said it was should have been an operation, but you said no, there was none. We want to thank you, Lord, that when that blood pressure went up or when that blood sugar elevated, you brought it back down. We want to thank you, Lord, that although they want to spy on us, Lord, although they say this is a surveillance society, your eye is on us and you got us with your eye upon us. We want to thank you, Lord, that we're covered under your blood. We're covered under your wing. We're on that path that no foul can discover. We want to thank you this morning. There were times when we were discouraged and you came with your word to encourage us. There were times we wanted to give up, but you encouraged us to go forward. We want to thank you, Lord, for the days we almost quit, but you stopped us and we didn't. You caused us to go on when we wanted to say, I give up. But we didn't, Lord. We went on in you. We trusted you. We gave you our confidence and our hope, Lord, and you brought us forward to a better day. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for every hindrance. We want to thank you for every blockage, because those that you didn't cause us to mount over, you took us around. We want to thank you this morning. We want to thank you, Lord, that when they came to burn up our flesh, you gave us renewed flesh, Lord, like a baby. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. We didn't lose our mind. No, we didn't. You stood right there and held on to us, Lord. When those that came to work against us, Lord, you showed it to us, Lord, and said, sit here till I make your enemies your footstool. We want to thank you this morning, Lord. We want to give you praise. We want to give you praise, Lord. You stopped the enemy in his path. You're a good God. You're a good God all the time. And whether it feels good or not, you're still on our side. And since you are for us, who can be against us? Since you are for us and all power is in your hand, who can be against us? We thank you, Lord, for blessing our service this day. We give it into your hands, Lord, to do with it as you see fit. Speak to everyone that needs to hear your voice. Let those that recast this broadcast hear what you have to say to them, Lord. We give you praise. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we thank you for the armor of God. We thank you that we're covered in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit. We thank you for the gospel of peace. Amen. We thank you that you are our shepherd and that we do not want for any good thing. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels and evil spirits and demonic agents and all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporting, watchers, peepers, whisperers, familiar spirits, technology demons, electronic demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive spirits, all sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits, and the voices of the stranger. We bind their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind the hypnotic trance devils, the mystic rituals, and their intent. We bind every ungodly dedication that took place in the deep in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that no matter what anyone has spoken over our lives, if it is not in agreement with the Lord Jesus Christ, it is bound in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons, chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bull flies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. And we forbid those spirits to continue to try to lay hands on us illegally in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, and reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic practices, Ahab practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry, and we bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Baphomet, Neptune, Python, Basilic, and Moloch. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliation of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. We, Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all who are in authority and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we thank you for your warring, linking angels and your praising angels going to that place and covering that place. We cover those persons in that place with the blood of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we sever from ourselves all ungodly silver cords and ley lines, pledges, vows, soul patches, ties and attachments, and every agreement with the demonic realm. We bind the work of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, and sorcerer in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, all bewitchments, all crystals, all root works, and all forms of witchcraft, all psychic warfare, and all mind control in Jesus' name. And we give you praise. We bind all tribal rituals in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bind spirits of natural and spiritual blindness. And we bind spirits of bondage, hatred, and fear in Jesus' name. We lift up to you, Lord, that heart murmur in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over it and its root. Every planting that my heavenly Father did not plant, we uproot now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to come up and out, that heart murmur to be bound in the name of Jesus Christ, to come up and out, go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Runga de la brisha la de Yaha, Rubuso to regede de bre, regetanda de breca de Osahara Kaha Baba Baba, Kusha de la bre. Father Rukoso, we were Urukata de brisha de la breca. We remit the sins and the sins of the ancestors and ask for forgiveness. And Urukoso de Diosa de la breca de Osorakia Ragate de Bri, Rikes and de brisha Tada Bruco de la breca de Dioso Rakaha la de la Sata de Bri. And we cut them both free. From all the pathways of sin, we circumcise them. From all the pathways of sin, going all the way back to Adam and Eve in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Where they were attached to sin, that they are now attached to you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it. We thank you, Father, for abounding health and safety for the newcomers and their mothers and siblings in the name of Jesus Christ. Much thanksgiving to the Lord for his unspeakable gifts of love. Amen. Praise the Lord God Almighty. We're thanking the Lord for favor and blessing for every member of this ministry. We thank you that the lines are fallen unto us in pleasant places and that we have a goodly heritage in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters. You restore our soul. You lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us. You fight for us and kill the lion and the bear. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint us with oil and our cup overflows. Your goodness and mercy surrounds us and follows us. And you are our shield and our high tower. We run to you and we are safe, Father. We ask you, Father, for your protection over the intellectual property of this ministry and the financial and legal aspects. We plead Psalm 91 and Job 28, 7 and 8, Father. We give you praise, glory, and honor, and we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, saints, there are no perfect people on this planet. Not that you're surprised at that, but I'm going to remind you, there are none. And since there are none, we're going to repent of our sins now. Because in some place we have missed the glory of God. We missed the mark because we're human, you know. We're human. We're human. We think human, we feel human, and we act very human. Amen? Doesn't matter our age, it's still the same. So in all those places where we've had feelings this week that just weren't holy, where we've had thoughts this week that just didn't line up with all of the words, all of those places where we missed the mark, we come before you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the blood that washes those sins away. All the things that we said or almost said that didn't please you, we thank you that they're washed away right now. We come before you in repentance, and we acknowledge our sin and our shortcomings and our trespasses, because truly, Lord, we have sinned against you, and we love you and desire to please you, Lord. But we ask for your grace and strength, Lord. Grace and strength where we are weak. The Bible says that where we're weak, you're strong. So we thank you for your strength coming forth in our lives. We give you our troubles and our calamities and our problems and our situations that we don't yet know the remedy to. And we thank you that it's all in your hands and you're taking care of it for us. We thank you for leading us in the paths of righteousness, even in the legal realm, in the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ, Father, is our advocate in the heavenlies, in the earth, and beneath the earth. So we thank you and we give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you and we give you praise. Because you are for us, no one can stand against us. Because no one can stand against the King. Amen. Amen. No one can stand against the King. Victory does belong to Jesus. And he gives us victory even here in the earth. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, many of us have been betrayed, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. We give you thanks, Father. And said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks. Thank you for your body being broken for us, Lord. Thank you. We were not able to take the penalty of sin, which is death, but you took it for us. we want to thank you. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show and proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We thank you, Lord, that we have not been appointed to wrath. We give you praise and glory, and we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God is great and greatly to be praised. Glory, glory to his name. Amen. Glory to his name. Glory to the Lord God Almighty. Praise God, praise God. It's a good day in the kingdom. Yes, it is. It's a great day in the kingdom. You know, I get up at some mornings, and some mornings I don't necessarily physically feel so great, but it's still a great day in the kingdom. No matter what happens or what does not happen, it's a great day in the kingdom of God. Amen. It's always a great day in the kingdom of God. Well, today the Lord wants to talk about some things. Our hearts rejoice. Amen. It's time to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. Oh, how joyful are the hearts of the people of God. Oh, how we rejoice before his throne. His goodness to us is more than we hoped for, and his mercies toward us abound into an overflow of blessings. You know, they used to sing this song about count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what the Lord has done. You know, saints, I think it's been a little while, maybe a little too long, since we've taken our time to count our blessings. Amen? You'll find as you count your blessings that there are far more blessings than there are troubles. There are far more blessings than there are problems. There are far more blessings than there are sorrows and headaches and pain. Amen? We need to take some time on this fast, on this upcoming fast, and count our blessings, count them one by one so we can see what the Lord has done for us. And 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 27. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Amen? When you've had enough of the world, just shut the world out and focus your attention on heaven. And the presence of the Lord will engulf you. Amen? Let the praises of the Lord be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hands. Amen? Amen. In Acts chapter 13, verse 52, it says, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Amen? And with the Holy Ghost. So if you've had kind of a rough week, If your week has been up and down and up and down and in and out, guess what? It's a great day in the kingdom of God. Amen? It's a great day. Don't have your head hung down. There's no need for that. God is on your side. Don't worry about who said and what they did and how they did it and how ugly they were. God's got that too. Amen? There is no creature that can be hid from him, nor anything that they have said or done or planned to do. God knows all about it. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Job chapter 28, beginning with verse 7, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelp have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. And on that path is you, and on that path is the Lord. And on that path is his protection, and on that path is his grace. Amen? And that's the path of righteousness that you're on. Let's stay on the path. Amen? Amen. Let's stay on the path. Our hearts are filled with utter delight and joy at the blessings of the Lord. Our cup, Lord, is overflowing with thanksgiving and fulfillment. Yes, Lord. We know, Lord, that true joy and happiness are a gift from you. It's a gift. It's not a struggle. It's not a strain. It's a gift. Well, what do you do with a gift? You receive the gift with open arms, amen, with a thankful heart filled with gratitude. Happiness and joy is a gift from the Lord. In Psalm 4, verse 7, Psalm 4, verse 7, thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. In other words, it doesn't matter how prosperous they think they are in the world. I have more gladness in my heart than they have money on the stock exchange. I have more gladness in my heart than they think they have popularity and fame. I have more gladness in my heart than anything in this world. Why? Because the King of Kings lives on in my heart, and his throne is there. And I worship the Lord because he loves me. He loves me. If you haven't experienced the love of God lately, I encourage you to get back in contact with your Savior and Creator. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. So it seems, I'm in verse 26, that God gives to a man that's good in his sight knowledge and joy. But the sinner doesn't walk out with that. He has a hard way. You know, the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. But we have chosen not to be transgressors any longer. We have chosen to be children of obedience. Amen? Saints, we find contentment, joy, and true happiness not always in the events of life, but in the Lord God himself. Not always in the events of life, but in the Lord God himself. He tells us to delight ourselves in him, and he will give us the desires of our heart. Amen? And bless us with a scholarship, too. Amen. I didn't hear a hearty enough amen for that one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Events are sometimes pleasurable and sometimes not. But we can always tap into the joy of the Lord. Yes, we can. It is a decision and an action. You know, Paul had to go stand before kings and magistrates to explain why he had been arrested. And he told them, I think myself happy. You see, it has to do with what we think. We can choose at any given moment to turn our thoughts from the tragedy of the day back to the Lord and his goodness. We can flip that switch anytime we're ready. It's up to us. We can cast down those imaginations of gloom and despair and disappointment and discouragement, and we can flip on the joy of the Lord. But it's up to us to flip the switch. Amen? The Lord is right there to help us flip it if we must.
Amen?
Amen? His hand is right there. All you got to say is, Lord, I'm ready to flip the switch. Amen? It doesn't matter how bad the news may seem at the moment. You can still shout the victory. Amen?
Amen.
It's up to you if your feet are going to dance before the Lord. It's up to you if you're going to sing before him. It's up to you if you're going to twirl around in his presence. It's up to you. You can do it in the public's parking lot. You can do it in front of your refrigerator. You can do it in the backyard. It's up to you. Amen? It doesn't matter who said what, when they said it, how they said it, or how ugly or intimidating they were. You can put on your praise anytime you get ready. Amen? It's up to you. You have to decide. Is this a praise moment or not? Well, let me tell you, there are only two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. So tell me, when is your praise moment? Amen? God always receives praise before his throne. He always receives worship. It doesn't matter how late it is or how early it is. He never goes to sleep anyway. Amen. So it's up to you to decide, well, I've had enough of this thought right here. It's not making it for me. I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to give him thanks. I'm going to bless his name because the Lord is good and his mercies to me never fail. Never fail. Doesn't matter what your children do or what your grandchildren do or anybody else does. Those folks don't have any blood to wash your sins away. Not one drop. They didn't hang on Calvary for you. They didn't save your soul nor redeem you. You might want to remember that the next time they threaten you. They didn't save your soul. They didn't wash your sins away. They didn't give you a new life in Christ. Who are they anyway? Amen? You and God make a majority. And that's the truth. You and the Lord make a majority. And that is the truth. He does not care if he saves by many or by few. When God is on your side, the whole world has to step back. Amen? Don't go by your emotions. Walk by the truth of the Word of God. Because the truth of the Word of God will never steer you wrong. It'll walk you into greater blessing, greater blessing, greater blessing, and yet greater blessing. Yes, sometimes the path looks a little murky, but looks can be deceiving. Keep pressing on with the Lord, no matter how it looks or how it feels or what they said and did and did not do. He's greater than them all.
Amen.
He's greater than your emotions. He's greater than your fear. He's greater than your intimidation. He's greater than your obstacles. But you see, if you're going to have faith, you have to have some form of obstacle. Why? Because you have to learn to overcome. You have to learn to trust him. You have to learn to walk in grace. You have to learn to walk in his power. You got to have an obstacle. When you go to the gym, they tell you, they give you resistance bands. Why? So you can develop strength in your muscles. Well, without any tribulation or any trouble or any problem, you don't ever find out how great God is and how good he is and how much he loves you. You have to look back at your life and realize that those times when it was difficult caused you to call out to him. If you hadn't had them, you might have ignored Jesus Christ. You might not be saved yet. But the present distress of the day doesn't take away his blessing from you. No, it proves to you how faithful he is to you and how much he really does love you. There's more love in you to give to him. Don't withhold it from him. Don't question his sincerity and his loyalty to you. It's unquestionable. He's given it all up just for you. Now you give it up for him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But we can always tap into the joy of the Lord. When we move our focus away from the things of this world and shift our attention to the Lord and to his goodness to us, we can always find room for rejoicing. Many of us can still remember when our lives were continually a series of miserable events and horrible outcomes. But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We can still remember when we were not the person that we have now become in the Lord. Saints, give him praise for the change. We can remember when we were much weaker and had far less clarity of focus on our future. But now our future is anchored in the rock of our salvation. He is our God. He is our hope, and he is our all. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 27. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 27. Glory and honor are in his presence. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. You feel weak? Get in the presence of the Lord. You feel sorrow? Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen? Amen. And yes, you have to choose to put it on. But he will dance with you. He will dance with you. Psalm 89, verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Amen? Amen. Yes, saints, there is lifting up. Psalm 104, verse 34. Psalm 104, verse 34. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Amen? I will be glad in the Lord. That means some point you're going to have to turn the bad news on the TV off. You're just going to have to shut that thing down. And you're going to have to reposition yourself in his presence. No matter what it looks like, he's still in control, and you know that now, don't you? Amen. Psalm 118, verse 24. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We've never seen this day before, neither will we see it again. But we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen. You need to tell yourself that every day. It takes a made-up mind to serve the Lord. It takes a made-up heart to praise him whatever comes our way. We can praise him because of who he is. We can praise him because of who he is. You know, there were times when you went through a circumstance. And as you went through the circumstance, you started to find out who God really is in times of trouble. If you hadn't had the trouble, how would you know that he's a very present help in times of trouble? How would you know that the next time trouble shows up, you just have to run to him? You wouldn't know it. Sometimes we have to have experiences so that we can learn who God is. Yes, we read it in the Word, but sometimes we need to live it out. Sometimes we need to let our example, our light, shine before men that they might see our good work and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. It's important to let your light shine. Amen? Jesus Christ is our victory. He is our Prince of Peace. He is our shelter in the time of a storm. He is our protector. He is our provider. He is our help. He is our nurturer. He is our provision. He is our support. He is our strength. He is our joy. He is our love. He is who we seek to reflect, and he is our King whom we serve and obey. Amen? If he's not any of those to you, then I suggest you go back before him and say, Lord, reveal yourself to me. I need to know you better. Praise the Lord. He is our path through times of difficulty. He is our vision when we can't see our way through. He will never leave us. He will never turn his back on us. People will, but he won't. He is our counsel. He is our wisdom. He is our right standing with the Father. He guides us through this wilderness of life and leads us in paths of right believing, right behaving, and right living. Psalm 128, beginning with verse 1. Psalm 128, beginning with verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hand. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Amen. All right, saints, I'm preaching better than your amen is. Amen. I think we've all had enough taste of sorrow for the time. He says, and when you reverence him, when you fear him, when you walk in his ways, you're going to get the fruit of what you put your effort into. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't matter how long you had to study. You're going to reap the rewards for having put in the time and the sacrifice. And happy you'll be. It'll be well with you. Everybody wants good times, amen? Even those who say they don't care, they're not telling the truth. Psalm 5, verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Why? Because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Psalm The Lord tells us to shout for joy because he is our defender. Who can lay a charge to God's elect? It's God who justifies us. It's God who stands up and says, no, they're right with me. There's nothing you can say about them. You got a problem with them, come to me. Amen? He is our defender. The accuser of the brethren is forever opening his big mouth, and the Lord is forever shutting. Aren't we glad? He never fails to run his mouth and to try to say something about us. But you see, the blood has washed it all away, and our sins are in the sea of forgetfulness. And the blood says, he's all right with me. What can you say? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You need to remember that the next time somebody gets in your face. When we lean on his everlasting arm, when we place our full trust and confidence in the Lord, we can rejoice, for he will work it all out for our benefit. No matter what it is, there isn't anything that can happen that he won't make work together for our good. So let's join the Lord in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? If it's right there in your hand, what are you hoping for? No, you're hoping for that you haven't seen yet. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? Come on, y'all. With patience, we wait for it. Lord, why do I have to wait? Because he's developing our faith. Amen?
Amen.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, our weak places, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We don't always know the right way to pray. We just think we do. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Tell me you don't need the Holy Spirit. He's always praying for us. We need him to pray for us. We live in troubled times, and sometimes we are our own trouble.
Amen.
And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. He maketh intercession for the saints. He stands there and says, this is your will for them. Never mind what just came out of her mouth. Amen? And we know that all things work together for good. For good, not for bad, for good. To them that love God. Do you love God? You sure about that? To them who are the called according to his purpose. It's going to work out just fine. It just smells a little bad right now. That's all. Yeah, sometimes it's a little stinky. But guess what? The wind of God is going to blow, and that smell will leave. And we know, he says, that all things work together for good. Do you know this? Do you really know it down in your knower? For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And to whom he called, them he also justified. Justify, what does that mean? Just as if you'd never done anything wrong. That's what justified really means when you boil it down. just as if you lived this perfect little life and you've never done anything wrong. God's been good to us, see? Think about it. A clean record. Never having done anything wrong, ever. That's not something we could accomplish on our own. He did that for us on the cross. It took that blood to do that for us. Amen? It took his death, burial, and resurrection to do that for us. Just as if we had never had a generational curse, a generational sin, any iniquity. We never told a lie. We never stole anything. We never had a bad thought. Just as if it had never happened. Oh, doesn't he make you feel clean inside? Amen. Amen. Won't he make you clean on the inside? Amen, he will. So, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can stand against the king? Who? Nobody can. So that's why we are not terribly upset about the imposters, you know. You know those imposters. They go around like this, and they put their hand on one of these, and they say things that we know just ain't right. You know about the imposters. Amen. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yes, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Jesus, pray for us. Amen. Jesus, pray for us. Amen. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Amen. They can come down the street with tanks and machine guns. It cannot separate us from the love of God. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We have the victory, amen? For I am persuaded. Are you persuaded yet? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. You can write right there all those demons that hate me. You can put it right there. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No separation, nothing in between. Praise God. When we allow ourselves to count our blessings, we can clearly see just how good God has been to us. What we cannot see is all of the things that were against us that he has prevented. Things that we didn't even know were there, but he stopped. We need to take time sometimes to thank the Lord for all the things that didn't happen that could have. We'll be there a long time thanking him for all the things that didn't happen that could have. There are some people alive today that need to thank the Lord that they're alive because their mother considered aborting them. But God. She thought about it. The man ran off. He ran off. Left her sitting there with nothing. And here she now is carrying a child. Hadn't got enough food to eat. Hadn't got any place to go. And she thought about it. They had that big billboard. You can come by here and end your problem like this. She thought about it. but God. You're here because of God. He stepped in and saved your life, even as your parts were being formed in her womb. So he ran off. He divorced her and left her sitting there. She already had three other ones. And she said, I just can't take another one. I can't do a thing. All I got to do is go to this clinic and they'll take care of it. But God. But God made a way. Aunt Sadie just happened to call her that day. You know Aunt Sadie. She go to that little Pentecostal church on the wrong side of town by the railroad track. And Aunt Sadie went to the prayer meeting that morning. It was a Tuesday morning. And she was calling on the name of the Lord. And in the middle of her prayer, the Lord said to Aunt Sadie, you need to call your niece. Call your niece. Get up from here and call your niece. So she gets to the house. She got to go look for her directory of the family members and all their phone numbers. And she has to keep looking because she can't remember where she laid it down the last time. But the Lord helps her to find. Because she was singing power in the blood. There's power. There's power. There's wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. And she finds it, and she turns, and she sits down by the phone, and she dials the number, and sure enough, you answer. And she said, child, how you doing? Well, I said, oh, what's wrong, child? Well, hold on. I'm getting in the car now, and I'm coming to get you. Let me tell you, somebody's here because Aunt Sadie went to the prayer meeting. She did not forsake the assembling of herself together with the prayer band. Somebody went to college because Aunt Sadie took them in, them and their illegitimate child. And Aunt Sadie used to cook in the kitchen. She didn't make much, but what she did have, she used to put it back. And she prayed to the Lord, and the Lord made a way out of no way. Somebody got to be a doctor because Aunt Sadie's prayer. Because Aunt Sadie went to the prayer meeting. You know they used to talk about Aunt Sadie because she never got married. They used to call her that old spinster. But you see, Aunt Sadie had a commission from the Lord. Her commission was to live a holy life before him so she could get a prayer through. Her commission was to love her family and her neighbors and her church. Aunt Sadie had a commission, and she filled her commission. She did her job. And when they laid Aunt Sadie to rest, the whole community came out to praise the Lord for his goodness to them. Now, maybe you didn't get to have an Aunt Sadie, but a whole lot of people did. And you might be one of them that's alive today because an Aunt Sadie came by somewhere in your genealogy. You need to thank and praise the Lord for that great cloud of witnesses, because I want to tell you, if you're here today, chances are you got somebody in that cloud still praying for you. Somebody in your genealogy somewhere back there called on the name of Jesus Christ. Called on his holy name and wouldn't back down and wouldn't give up. Somebody somewhere called your name before the throne and said, Lord, have mercy. And God heard and answered their prayer. You know, you need to take time and thank the Lord for his goodness to you. Because you don't know whose prayer it was that brought you through. Yesterday, we spent a whole day praying for somebody to come into the world. Praying that it would be smooth and anointed and wonderful and joyous. And God heard our prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, saints. It worked back then, and it's still working today. Still power in the blood of the Lamb. Amen? So, saints, let me tell you, don't give up because it looks ugly outside. It might look ugly, but that's just the way it looks, not the way it really is. Not the way it really is. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. God protects us from dangers that are obvious and dangers that we have never even heard of. How great is his love toward us? How great is his mercy? Psalm 144, verse 15. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. They're happy people. Even when they got tears, they're happy. They're happy people. Why? Because the Lord provides for them. Psalm 107, verse 1. Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I have been redeemed. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto the death. Amen? Amen. Verse 8, Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Verse 14, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and brake their bands in sunder. You know when the devil used to have you trapped, and now you walk in the liberty of Jesus Christ. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 19, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Amen? Yes, he did. How many times has he done that for you? Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Verse 28, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Verse 40, he poureth contempt upon princes, government rulers, magistrates, and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. He setteth the poor on high affliction and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. You know, there are people that have observed my life over the years. They don't really want to serve the Lord, but they've observed me doing it. And their testimony is, trouble comes, but every time it does, you come out smelling like a rose. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's his fragrance on me. Amen? It's his fragrance on me. God wants us to rejoice and to rejoice in him. Amen? Amen? Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 18. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thy hands unto. You want to raise a child? Rejoice in the Lord. You want to have a new work endeavor? Rejoice in the Lord. You want to have a new way academically? Rejoice in the Lord. You want to have a new relationship? Rejoice in the Lord. Whatever you want to put your hands to, you want to learn a craft or a skill, rejoice in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Bless him. For what do you have that you have not received of him anyway? You know how it is. Sometimes people want to take credit for God's work. They want to say, I made this child, but excuse me, who gave you the body part? Who gave you what to put together that the body parts might come together? Who gave you what you got? Don't sport yourself and say, see what I got? No, look who gave it to you. Your child? No, his child. Amen? Amen. John chapter 16, verse 24. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 24. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Amen. That your joy may be full. Ask. That you might receive, that your joy may be full. With Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So even during times of trial, long suffering, and difficulty, we can have the joy of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3, Isaiah 61 verse 3, God appoints to them that mourn in Zion to give unto them beauty for ashes. Amen. Sometimes ashes are here, but it's to make way for new growth. You know how it is in the forest. There's all this underbrush, and all of a sudden the lightning strikes, and then there's this smell of smoke and this fire kindling, and it burns down all these little things around. Just, oh, isn't that terrible? The forest is burning down. But right after that, the green starts to come up again, and it's greener than it ever was before. If ashes are in your life today, it's time for you to rejoice because new growth is on the way. The oil of joy for mourning. You got a relationship that dies? Well, guess what? He is the resurrection. He is the restorer of paths to dwell in. Amen? The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So now why are you depressed? Because you won't put your garment on? Put it on. Strut in it. dance before the throne. Think Jesus on the cross, dead, buried, resurrected. Dance for the resurrection, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Flip a few pages over to Isaiah 29, verse 19. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord. What? Yes, you can have joy and more joy and more joy and more joy. There's no limit to the joy you can have in the Lord. And the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. You poor, you ought to be excited right now because God is on your side. Amen? And Habakkuk, let's see. Those of you that haven't found Habakkuk yet, he's in the Old Testament. If you go to the end of the Old Testament at Malachi, and you go back, Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah, Habakkuk, and all these people that are learning the books of the Bible, they're learning them forward, but you know one day they're going to recite them backwards. Ooh, Habakkuk. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power in Jesus' name. We bind the attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We forgive that flesh in Jesus. Lord, release your host. The wall of fire. Intervene, O God. Your peace, O Lord, restore your peace. Restore your peace, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. Press in, saints. Lord, shut to the mouth of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Send in your reinforcements, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Show yourself strong, O God. Show yourself strong. Hallelujah. Show yourself strong, O Lord. Show yourself strong, O Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord. Nothing is too difficult for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. Release your glory, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, you perfect all things concerning that situation in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4. Thank you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. Thank you, Lord. That was a fitting verse. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. Amen, amen. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Yes, and we must let patience have her perfect work, that we can be complete and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. Yes, Lord, we let patience have her perfect work. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, yes, Jesus, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. So, Lord, you've given us great and precious promises. So everybody's got an ink pen, is going to do fine about right now. Amen? Amen. Good. So, Lord, when we are agitated, you give us Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. When we are in sorrow, you give us Psalm 34, verse 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 55. When we are depressed, you give us Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. When we are discouraged, you give us Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. Yes, Lord, you have an answer for everything. Psalm 40, verse 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. When we are fearful, okay, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. When we are discouraged, he says to us, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen? Amen. So when we're fearful, he's given us Psalm 112, verse 7 through 8. He says, be not afraid of evil tidings. Let your heart be fixed, trusting in the Lord. The one whose heart is established, he shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemy. Yes, Jesus. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. We give you praise because you are our hiding place, Lord. You preserve us from trouble. And you surround us with songs of deliverance. Amen? Songs of deliverance. Psalm 32, verse 7. When we are frustrated, Lord, you give us Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. But thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. It doesn't wane. It does not wane. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen. When we are lonely or guilty rather. He says to us when we're guilty, Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Hallelujah. When we're impatient, he says to us, Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Why? Because God's got that device in him too. Amen, it's so. It is so. When we're insecure, he gives us Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And Isaiah 41, verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Praise God. When we are insulted, yes, that happens frequently. When we are insulted, he gives us Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 through 12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you or insult you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. When we are lonely, he says to us in Isaiah 54, verse 10, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Amen. When we're tempted, he says to us in Hebrews 2, 18, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. He's able to come help you. Amen. When we are tired, in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we are worried, he says unto us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. When we have suffered injustice, he says to us in 1 Peter chapter 5, 10 through 11, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Our joy in sorrow, our patience in tribulation, our trusting in times of difficulty, our steadfastness when uncertainty abounds, is a witness to the world and to those around us that Jesus Christ is real, that Jesus Christ is risen, and that Jesus Christ lives in us. Our rejoicing is our witness to his love for us. Our rejoicing is our witness to his love for us. Psalm 40, beginning with verse 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Verse 16. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Amen. So we're rejoicing in the Lord, aren't we? Amen. Stand for the benediction. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Lord, restore unto us the joy of thy salvation and uphold us with thy free spirit. Then will we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, and we worship you. We worship you, Lord, most high. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And the body of Christ said amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to your people today. Thank you for your goodness. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Don't forget, saints, we have a fast beginning on tomorrow. Amen.
You die.